أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة وليحل لكم بعض الذي حرم عليكم وجئتكم بآية من ربكم فاتقوا الله واطيعون. إن الله ربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم. In the previous ayat, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam explained the miracles which Allah had given him and great miracles that he used to bring the dead back to life. People who were born blind should make them see. The shifa person who had leprosy, that he was also given shifa, and that he should also inform the people of what they ate at home and what they have left behind, what they have put in storage. So all this was the great signs of his nabuwat, that he was the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And all the signs were for that purpose, that if they wanted to bring iman, they had clear proof that he was the Nabi of Allah and that they brought iman. Further, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also explained, وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ, اور سچا بتاتا ہوں اپنے سے پہلے کتاب کو جو تورات ہے. And I also testify to the truthfulness of the kitab that came before me, that is the Torah, which was given to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And in this way, every Nabi came, and the Nabi that was before him, he testified to the truthfulness of that Nabi. And if that Nabi was given a kitab, he was a Rasul also, then they testified to that also. Every Nabi testified to the truthfulness of every other Nabi. And further also, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah has sent me also to you, وَلِيُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ, اور اس واسطے کہ حلال کر دو تم کو بعضی وہ چیزیں جو حرام تھی تم پر. And Allah has sent me to make halal for you a few things which were haram on you. That is on the Bani Israel. For example, for eating of camel meat was haram for them. And also the fat which is on the animals, which is also very healthy, that was also made haram for them. And also to fish and to do any worldly work on Saturday, which was their big day, that was also, which was made haram for them, I have come to make that halal. Here also we should understand that the things that Allah had made haram for Bani Israel, together with things which are harmful, which Allah has made haram, Allah had made certain things which are not harmful, which are good for a person, but because of their disobedience to Allah, they broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala, as a punishment Allah made some haram, halal things haram for them. And now Allah sent Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to unlock that, and again that what was haram to make it halal for them again. So this is all by Allah Ta'ala, what Allah makes halal and what Allah makes haram. We can't from our side make a haram halal or a halal haram. It is all only by Allah Ta'ala. It all belongs to Allah, and Allah gives commands as He wishes, and that is fully according to His great wisdom and knowledge. And then further, وَجِئْتُكُمْ بِآيَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, اور آیا ہوں تمہارے پاس نشانی لے کر تمہارے رب کی. And I've come to you with these signs from your Rabb, from your Creator. That is all these clear signs have come, and with the true message, with the Injil, and with the true teachings of Deen, I've come with all that. When this is all in front of you, then there are three things that you should do. One is Fattaqullah. So daro, Allah said, have taqwa in you. Cultivate the quality of taqwa, Allah consciousness, and to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and not to break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, وَأَطِيعُون, اور میرا کہا مانو, and be obedient to what I say. Whatever I tell you without any questioning, you have seen the credentials, you know I am the Rasul, the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, so obey me. Whatever I tell you, accept it wholeheartedly. Don't have any question and become a die-hard. For every command that I give to you, it is purely and solely from Allah, who is your creator, in whose hands your life lies, and to whom you are going to return. Inna Allaha Rabbi wa Rabbukum. Beshak Allahi Rabb Mera or Rabb Tumhara. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam again reminded them in no unclear terms that Allah Ta'ala is my Rabb, my creator, nourisher, sustainer, my object of worship. Wa Rabbukum, and he is your Rabb also. In other words, I am not your Allah. Don't call me the son of Allah. Don't call me and worship me. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made it very clear that Allah is my Rabb. I also worship Allah. I'm also a banda of Allah Ta'ala, so you people don't worship me. And unfortunately, the Christians still today, and the more they regard themselves as devout Christians, the more they worship Isa alayhi salam, and the more they believe he's the son of God, which Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said very clearly, I'm not the son of God. I'm not God. I'm not Allah. I am the banda of Allah, and I also worship Allah Ta'ala. Wa Rabbukum, and he is your Rabb also. So you also worship Allah, I am also worshipping Allah. And I have come here to show you the correct way of worshipping Allah Ta'ala. Not that because of these miracles which you see, that you take me as a Rabb, as Allah. I am not Allah. Those miracles, and I made it clear, every miracle I said, bi-izni, that is by the permission of Allah. I could not do that on my own whatsoever. Whether it was making a bird in a clay form, blowing on it, and it starts flying, and like a true live bird. It wasn't me doing that, it was all by the command of Allah. So all of us must get together and worship only Allah. فَعَبُدُوهُ. So uski bandagi karo. So worship only Allah Ta'ala. So one was the taqwa of Allah, the other was itaat, obedience of the Nabi of Allah, and the worship of Allah. So those are the three things that I have come with, and that is what you must engage yourself in. That is the purpose of your life in this world, to fear Allah, to be obedient to the Nabi of the time, and to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. هذا صراط مستقيم يهي راح سيدي هي. This is the only path which is the straight path. The straight path will take you straight into Jannah, into the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If you omit any of this, one of these three things, then you will not be on that straight path. You must have taqwa in you, you must have the obedience of Allah and the worship of Allah Ta'ala. So that is the straight path. This Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is taught, and our deen is also exactly the same. Every Nabi came with the deen of Allah Ta'ala. We must also have taqwa in our lives. We must also have the obedience of our Nabi. قُلْ أَطِيُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولُ. And we must also engage in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And by the word ibadat, there is a connotation, not just doing the basics which are farz, but the person is in ibadat when he engages in nafal. Then we say that person is a ibadat guzar. He's making ibadat. Not just that he suffices with the farz only. Whether it is in our namazes, our farz namazes which you have to make, wajib sunnat muakkada. But that person is called an abid who engages a lot. Not only a little, but a lot in nafil namaz. The same way with our rozas. Not just that we keep our Ramzan rozas, the farz, but that we keep other rozas also. Our zakat, not only that we give what is farz on us, but we give charity and we give nafal, sadaqah, etc. Everything. Not only that we make one farz hajj, But we have the means, the occasion is there, we make Umrah also in between. So all that, then that person is called an Abid, and he has fulfilled the right of Abudu, worshipping of Allah Ta'ala. And that person is on Sirati Mustaqim. May Allah bless us with the understanding of this and give us the tawfiq to do it. Life is very short. We don't know when life, every day we hearing of people passing away, young and old, healthy and sick people, all types of people are passing away. We must get involved in this so that we go straight to Jannah and in the pleasure of Allah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.